بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, this is perhaps the last of the reminders about the evils of and the problems of social media, but I must say this, which is the danger that this represents and presents to the younger generation, to children. And when I say children, today we are looking at a situation where the parents themselves are people who are the generation which was introduced to social media. So they began with a cell phone in their hands, and so the children also began with that. Add to that our lifestyles, the frenetic running around, and in most cases, situations where both the parents work, you have a situation, and therefore we end up with the iPads and screens becoming nannies for young children. I know raising a child is not easy, but I remind you that if you had a child, you were responsible. You had options of postponing that, or of not having children at all. I mean, I'm not going into the fiqhi angle of it, of whether this is permissible in Islam or not. Alhamdulillah, a marriage is for the purpose of procreation, for the purpose of having children, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for good children. But if the option is between having a child and completely abandoning it to a screen and ending up with the monster that gets created, and not having a child at all deliberately, then I think that's a different question in the fiqh. We also have cases of, for example, our some of the greatest scholars who deliberately did not get married because they said, we don't have time to devote to a spouse because we are so busy in the acquisition and in the protection and the preservation of knowledge. Anyway, that's a different issue. But the point I'm making here is that please understand this, that if you have children, you are responsible. You were responsible for them. You are responsible for them. They didn't drop out of the sky. You didn't download them from the net. You didn't buy them in Walmart. Those children are yours and you are responsible for them, and that's the reason why those children, inshallah, will be sadaqatu jariyah for you. Their deeds, their actions, their du'as, their salah for you will continue to benefit you even after you have gone into your graves. Condition being that they actually do it. If you bring up children who have no idea what salah is, if you have children who have no idea what dua is, if you have children whose actions are, instead of being beneficial and instead of being virtuous, are actually evil. And the reason for that is because you didn't teach them the difference between what is beneficial and pious and what is evil. Then believe me, may Allah protect you from yourself and may Allah protect me from myself. Those children will become Azabul Jariyah instead of Sadaqatul Jariyah. They will become the means of problems happening to you instead of the goodness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. We ask Allah to protect us from this. Social media addiction is an addiction like alcohol, like drugs, like anything else. And if your children are introduced to social media, if they're introduced to screens at an early age, then believe me, they are addicted already. I know many people who very proudly say that my three-year-old knows how to operate my iPhone better than I do. My two-year-old knows how to operate the iPad better than I do. He knows all the buttons to click and so on and so forth. Please understand, that is not a compliment. That is the sign of your neglect. That is an evil sign, if ever there was an evil sign. My brothers and sisters, please, please, please understand this. Do not give screens to young children. I know if you now take it away from them, they'll scream blue murder. Let them do that. They'll do that for a week. After that, they are fine. But take them away. I remember I had sent out an article many, I think a couple of years ago, if I'm not mistaken, in which I had sent a link of a series of interviews that somebody had very kindly done with almost all the big names in Silicon Valley, including Bill Gates, including, I know he's not in Silicon Valley, but I mean as a Silicon Valley guy, including Bill Gates, including Steve Jobs and others. And one of the questions that was asked to these people in the interviews was, do your children have access to screens? So Steve Jobs was asked that, do your children have access to iPads? And so also Bill Gates and so on. And the answer that they gave was absolutely eye-opening. They said that our children do not have access to screens. And one of them said that my children will have access only when they are in their teens. So he said until they are about 13, 14, they will not have access to any screen. They will read books and they will write and so on and so forth. So the interviewer quite correctly asked him, he said, how is it that you are the creator of these screens? You invented these things and you don't allow your own children to use them. He said, because we know what we invented, because we know the dangers of what this can do. Now, obviously, everything has an upside and a downside to it. So I'm not saying that everything about screens is bad or everything about the internet is bad or the internet is haram or anything like that. No. But it's like saying, you know, I have a sharp knife. At what age will I allow my child to play with it? Or will I allow my child to play with it at all? The answer is no, you will not. You will give the knife or allow the child to have the knife when the child realizes is old enough to understand that this is not a toy. It is a tool to be used for a certain purpose. It is not a toy, because if you give it to the child when he's 2 years old, 3 years old, he or she will damage themselves and damage others. So also, to give another example, if you don't understand that, the issue of driving a car only when you are of legal age, when you have a driver's license, and not allowing a child to drive a car when the child is too young. I know there are many people, again, who are stupid enough to take great pride in the fact that my 5-year-old can sit in my lap and drive a car and steer the car, or my 10-year-old can drive the car and park the car. Believe me, that is one of the most colossally stupid things that you can do. Please do not. Apart from anything else, you are encouraging children to do things which are illegal. Very important to keep them away from screens. This is addiction. As I told you, it draws you, it sucks you out, it takes away your, it destroys your time, it destroys your focus, it distracts you from life. It is something which is hugely, hugely detrimental without a single saving grace in it. Get off all social media, especially Facebook, Instagram, and other things like that, Pinterest, Snapchat, all of that. Because using social media purely as a means of communication, yes, there is some value in that. But other than that, please do not do that. Final point I want to make is, a lot of people are saying things like, you know, this whole WhatsApp thing of sharing data with others, which is the Facebook policy anyway. People are saying, oh, I have nothing to hide. I don't care who. The point is, if you don't have anything to hide, it doesn't mean you walk around naked, right? Privacy is a human need. Privacy is a matter of dignity. Even if I have nothing to hide, I have no desire that people should know what I do, what I don't do, and so on and so forth. And plus, they will have access to your bank accounts. Now, I'm not suggesting that they will steal your money, but do you want anyone, no matter how honest, to have access to your bank account? Does your father or mother have access to your bank account, right? Does your wife or husband have access to your bank account? For many people, even that is not there. Do your children have access to bank accounts? Does it mean they're all evil? No. It just means that this is not a matter of evil or something. This is your privacy and you have a right to that. Now, if you want to give it away, this is ridiculous. I mean, people, please understand. Don't just say these things. We have a right to privacy. Privacy is a very important element of human psychological health. So, please, get off all these social media. Focus instead on reading. Focus instead on doing worthwhile things. Use social media as a means of communication. As I told you yesterday, I use direct calling on WhatsApp or Telegram or something because it saves me money to make international calls. But other than that, stay away from this. And the best way to stay away from this is to take it off your devices. Just get out of it. Sign out of it. Remove it. Uninstall the thing. And do not have access to it. You don't have access to it. Don't allow anybody else to have access to it. We ask Allah to protect us from all of this evil and to keep us focused so that we live lives which are worthwhile and we have an akhirah which is worthwhile. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.